On this Monday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Today in your health, hip surgery. Every year, more than a quarter of a million Americans have a total hip replacement, freeing them from often disabling pain. The surgery is extremely successful with only rare complications. In recent years, an unconventional surgical technique has been attracting a lot of interest on the internet. Proponents say it leads to quicker patient recovery. NPR's Patty Naiman takes a closer look.
Michael Pagliaro runs a musical instrument company that refurbishes, rents, and sells musical instruments to schools in New York and Connecticut.
You name it, we fix it. Our head technician, Gary Manzano, is over here. He actually has to check his saxophone, so maybe we can see if he's got it down pat.
Pagliaro is a very active man. He has a personal trainer, rides horses, and works hard.
We have about 10,000 clients, and it's a busy time for me most of the time. So when my hip started hurting, I started getting very sad. I had a lot to do, and it was hard to get it done.
Pagliaro was 51 at the time. When he walked, the pain from his hip made his knee buckle. He was diagnosed with a form of severe arthritis. Doctors told him he needed surgery to replace the damaged bone and cartilage in his hip with an artificial ball and socket made of metal, plastic, or ceramics.
And he explained that it's a very eventful surgery. He said you're going to be incapacitated for probably 6 weeks. You can't do this, you can't do that, and that was a real buzzkill.
The worst-case scenario. Pagliaro searched for alternatives. He tried physical therapy, avoided certain activities, but the pain persisted. He knew surgery was inevitable. He surfed the internet and stumbled onto a relatively new surgical approach to hip replacement that sounded a lot less overwhelming than what the doctor described. It turned out he had some friends who'd had this procedure.
They said it's a small cut. You're up and at 'em pretty immediately, and you're back to work, and you're back to your life very quickly.
So Pagliaro found his way to Dr. Michael Alexiadis, an orthopedic surgeon at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City. Alexiadis is one of the pioneers of what's called the anterior approach, where doctors enter the hip joint from the front of the thigh rather than the more conventional posterior approach, where they enter from the back of the thigh.
When I did the anterior approach, it was dramatic how quickly the patients were getting up and walking, and how quickly they were ready to leave the hospital. So they were leaving the hospital a lot quicker than my posterior approach patients.
Alexiadis says the fast recovery may have to do with less muscle being cut and stretched during the anterior procedure. Patients also reported less pain with this approach. Michael Pagliaro was sold.
The surgery was on time. He said it was going to be an hour and a half, and it was under an hour. And I had it at 11 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock, I was walking.
2 days later, he was home.
I was home Wednesday, 12:30, having lunch at my favorite restaurant with a friend of mine and my wife. I said, this is amazing. Everybody's like, wow, weren't you just, what?
Pagliaro had a cane for support, but really didn't need it. The following Monday, 1 week after surgery, he was back on the job and not even taking pain medication, just aspirin as needed. Dr. Alexiadis.
Probably 9 out of 10 people who need a straightforward total hip replacement for the first time are good candidates for an anterior approach.
But there are patients who aren't good candidates, those with major bone deformities since birth, or those getting a redo, a second or third replacement surgery, or patients who are obese. In these more complicated cases, surgeons can see better with the posterior technique. It also takes less time, says surgeon Thomas Skolko, also at the Hospital for Special Surgery, and it offers other benefits.
There is less blood loss. There is not a need for X-ray fluoroscopy during the procedure. And in my experience, the recovery is as quick as with an anterior approach.
Over 35 years of practice, Skolko has done over 10,000 hip replacements and relies on the posterior approach for most of his patients.
I'm slow to change to something else unless I can see some real advantage to changing. And I really don't see real advantage to changing in this case, either in terms of outcomes or in terms of recovery.
And despite anecdotal reports from some patients and doctors, there is simply no evidence, no randomized clinical trials proving one approach superior to the other. Today, like Skolko, most surgeons still rely on the posterior method.
Mariachis would be fun.
Eileen Coco walks in her neighborhood outside Chicago with her much younger boyfriend. Coco is 77 years old.
I'm the mother of seven children. That might have helped wear my hips out because, I had 7 in 10 years before I was 29.
And after seven children, Coco was runner-up for Mrs. Illinois.
So I'm pretty proud of that.
Coco also worked at a retail store. 25 years in high heels on cement floors, she says, probably didn't help her hips much either. By the time she needed surgery, her hip pain was so severe she quickly agreed. Both hips were replaced using the posterior surgical method. Coco says her recovery was marvelous.
Well, they get you up right away to sit on the side of the bed, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding. And then the next morning they got me up and they said, you want to go home? I'm like, yes. Okay, well, you have to do 12 stairs. 12 stairs I did, up and down.
Like Michael Pagliaro, Coco was out of the hospital in 2 days and back to normal activities in 2 weeks.
I didn't miss a thing.
Surgeon Mark Pagnano with the Mayo Clinic says that today most healthy patients recover quickly no matter which surgical technique is used. He adds that claims of less muscle being cut when entering from the front of the thigh isn't really true for most patients. Small muscles often end up being cut in both procedures, he says, as surgeons work to stretch and move muscles in order to get to the joint. So why all the internet hype about the anterior approach? New is appealing, says Pagnano, and in milliseconds, people can find tons of information about any type of surgery.
What patients really need is knowledge. The internet is great for providing information, but it lacks a context in which to interpret that. And without the context, all you have is bits and pieces of data, but you don't have a clear or cogent way to put that together to really help you make an informed decision.
Dr. Joshua Jacobs is president of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. He says in order to make an informed decision, patients should talk with their surgeon about which technique is best for them and understand that all techniques have gotten better.
All approaches to the hip have gotten less invasive over time because of our understanding of the anatomy, because of surgical tools that allow us to get better access with smaller incisions. So it's not just that the anterior approach can be less invasive. All of the approaches that are now available are less invasive than they were, 7 to 10 years ago.
And he says, remember to ask your surgeon how many operations they perform in a year. Like most things in medicine, practice makes perfect. And being expert, says Jacobs, means doing at least 100 surgeries, either posterior or anterior, a year. Patty Neiman, NPR News.